When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained.
Well, welcome back to the SCP Files. I'm your host, Aaron, and joining me are our agents. Let's start with Mark.
Hello, my name is Mark. I'll be playing the U.S. Marshal, known as Arlo Crow.
Daniel, I play Bill Alvarez, which is a research analyst for the SCP that was going to be an NSA agent before he was taken away rudely.
Rudely.
I'm Ariel. I play the scientist, Eleanor Maldonado.
All right. Let's get started. Where we last left off, you three had tangled with a very dangerous SCP, managed to capture it, are getting ready to return it, and Crow is down for the count. And that is where we will pick up.
Bill, try to apply first aid.
You want to go ahead and roll first aid?
Yeah.
27 out of 10, so that would be a no.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely not. So, yeah, no dice on the first aid there.
Yeah, it's not working back here. I think it's a little crew cramp, maybe.
I'm going to roll a driving check.
Okay.
No, 45 out of 20.
Okay, where are you guys headed?
I'm going to the base.
Okay. So 45 out of 20. You start the car up, you start headed out, and you start to lose control because you are rapidly driving towards the base, and you slam on the brakes in the middle of the road.
Bill, take over.
Good, maybe something I can do now.
So I'm going to get out and hop in the back.
Okay.
Where are we going?
Head to the base. I'm going to try to apply first aid. Would you look at that? 30 out of 30.
Okay, so you successfully apply first aid. All right, so that means you'll be healing 1d4 points of health.
2 points.
2 points. Okay. So at this point, you will need to either have recuperation time or you'll need to have medical care.
Hmm.
So you have stabilized him.
Do I awaken?
You do. Yes. You are groggy and everything's kind of blurry and there's a slight ring to your ears, but you are conscious.
I'm going to get out of the back and...
Of the moving car?
We're stopped, aren't we?
He took off.
pull this thing over.
Guess I'll pull over.
All right.
I'm going to I'm going to get out of the back and take off my Kevlar vest and my shirt that's been shredded, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And drop him to the ground and, like, open the driver door. Be like, get out.
You sure you should be driving?
I could do this. Don't worry about it.
So if you drive, I'm going to let you know you're suffering a penalty.
I know. But that penalty is probably still better than both of their driving scores.
Probably.
Well, I'm not doing anything outrageous, so I would never have a penalty.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so full. Anyway, so you are going to incur a 40% penalty because of everything that's going on with you.
All right, I'm not going to drive. I'm just going to cruise back to base. I just would prefer to drive.
Okay. I'm going to still need you to roll a drive auto.
Even casually driving?
Yeah.
That's a 19 under 20.
All right. Somehow, by a miracle of God, you've made it. So you guys are driving back to base. You pull up, and there are a few agents moseying around. There seems to be a couple D-class personnel digging through the rubble. One of the agents comes up to you, and he's different from the rest. He's in, it looks like SWAT gear, heavy duty gear. He's not carrying anything but a Desert Eagle on his hip, and he has a gas mask on. He comes up and he just stands next to the window and puts his hand out.
Like, in what kind of gesture?
Kind of like, give me something.
I'm gonna roll the window down. Yeah.
ID.
Right. Is there anybody in the passenger seat?
Would you have gotten? Because I was still in the back.
Probably.
Hey, get in the glove box and get my badge out of there, would you?
I'll get his badge out, or a badge.
Oh, just a random badge.
I don't know what he has.
Now. Okay, so you've grabbed his badge.
I'm gonna, like, hold the badge up to him. Like, open it and hold it up.
So he grabs it. Looks it over.
Deputy Crow.
Throws it on the ground. Badge.
It's in there. If you pick it up, it's behind the other one.
So he picks it up.
Fucking
pulls
dick.
It out. Looks at it. Throws it back in the car. And he kind of waves you guys onwards. All of you guys can give me a alertness. If you're going to give me one, it's going to be at a 40% reduction. Just because everything's just still fucked up for you.
31 under 80.
Okay. Yeah, you've made it.
Nope.
You said no?
Yeah, no for me.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So you do happen to see a... As you're driving past in the rear view, you see there's a badge on his shoulder, and it's of the Grim Reaper.
And would I know who that is?
You would.
And that is?
That is a highly elite team of SCP agents known as the Reapers. They only come out when shit gets real bad. They are the best of the best.
No excuse for them to be dickheads.
So you guys pull into the what remains of the base, the rubble. And there's a couple tents set up with some researchers, and it looks like they're, you know, researching pieces of rubble and things like that. What do you guys like to do?
I'm going to get out. Is there a doctor anywhere?
So one of the guys runs up to you. He's like, oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. We shall get you taken care of right away. So he kind of escorts you off and brings you to a medical tent. And the other two researchers look up to you. And I'm assuming you're stepping out of the van.
Yeah.
With box in hand.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of researchers run up to you. And they look at the box and look back at you.
Gonna hand the box over.
Okay, so they take the box and immediately throw a black tarp over the top of it, and they kind of look back at you. A couple of other researchers take off of the box, and the remaining two look at you and kind of give you a side eye, like, you all right? They kind of look like they're questioning you.
What?
You're not affected?
No.
We should probably run some tests on you too, just to be sure.
We're fine.
Yeah, but I mean, it could have affected you guys mentally. We should probably really do some tests on you guys.
Yeah, I don't think we need any type of test.
I really appreciate your opinion in this matter, but I really think protocol says we ought to run some tests over you guys.
I've already ran tests over us. You think I wouldn't realize to do that?
So you're lying?
Mm-hmm. Another roll.
Lane.
Yeah, I'm going to need a persuade out of that one.
Can I just nod behind her, like, silently, like, to help her roll?
Sure. Is that an extra?
Sure. You know what? Just for that, we're going to give you... Totally. We'll give you a 20% bonus.
See, the silent nod doesn't.
You pass. I swear it's going to be great.
I rolled another 100.
Oh, cool!
So he kind of looks at
His
you.
Dice suck tonight.
Looks at him, just nodding really nervously. And then he kind of looks at you, and you're side-eyeing the whole time. And he goes, yeah, I don't think you actually ran tests.
Yeah, I don't think you're in charge of me either.
Okay, but in recovery operations, we really should test the agents. It's going to take just a few moments.
I'm
going to
walk away.
As you're walking away, he kind of... It really is only going to take a few moments.
So what's all involved?
Well, it's really just simple procedures. Loyalty tests, lie detector tests. It's simple. Should be done in about 2 hours.
2 hours? I kind of want to do a lie detector test on you after we're done, too.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be necessary.
Why was it?
Couldn't be protocol? Far away, you hear. Because you touched the box.
Okay, well, she has a point. I think we should all go under and get evaluation. We'll start with you.
So I will concede and go get tested.
Okay, so they set you down in the chair and they proceed to test you. So we're going to do a few lie detector tests, you and I. So the first question is... And you can choose to lie if you want, but you have to beat the machine, which is going to give you a minus 40 to bluff. So, the first question they have is it true that you and two other operatives recovered the SCP?
Yes.
Is it true that one of the operatives potentially has been jeopardized?
Can you clarify the question?
I mean, I got jeopardized by getting shot. These two got jeopardized by getting...
That's why I wanted the question clarified, because it can go
either way.
Have
you or any of your team members been under the influence of said SCP?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Final question. Is it true that you have potential involvement with the destruction of the SCP location here? The containment facility in question.
So no would be correct. Well, I mean, no.
Do you or do you not have involvement with the destruction of the containment facility located here?
Go with no.
I do not have involvement. He worded it weird. That's why I was confused.
All right. All the tests come back pretty clean. And he rattles through a few more questions out of your personal file. You know, name, you know, point of contacts, things like that. Everything checks out. And then he takes the device off of you and places it upon himself. He says, all right, begin testing procedures.
All right. So do I have his file?
You do have his file.
Oh, what's his name?
His name is Frederick von Sna.
All right, Frederick, I'm going to ask you a couple questions here.
Okay.
Were you incriminated by the SCP in any way?
I'm going to ask you to rephrase the question.
Were you affected by it when touching it?
No, I never made direct contact with the SCP in question.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
No, it doesn't. It's fine. No spikes, no nothing.
All right, Frederick. Were you involved in the destruction of this SCP base?
I was not involved in the destruction of the containment facility. And it doesn't move. Any erratic movements.
I'm going to look through his file. What's that? Is there anything out of place? Like, I need something really random from his file.
There's been a lot redacted from his file. So there's not a lot of information. You mostly have access to personal information, and you have one site he worked at, which is the current site you're at.
Oh, does it say his weight?
Yeah.
What's his weight?
It's about 185 pounds.
All right, Frederick, I've got the perfect question to determine if you're lying or not. Is your weight really 185?
Yes. Nothing moves.
All right, looks like you check out for now, but I'll be watching you, and I'm going to make, like, the eye gesture.
He kind of blinks a couple times. Right, he kind of takes the device off of him. I really think we should assess the other two. It takes no more than a couple hours.
You know, I'm not going to be any help to you in convincing them, especially the marshal. He's pretty stubborn, and I've only worked with him, like, less than a day.
Well, it's either follow procedure or... we'll have Reaper team completely eradicate you.
Hey, I completely conceded, so.
Then you're safe.
Yeah, so.
We have protocols and procedures in place for a reason.
Then that means your team needs to convince them.
Guns do a wonderful job.
Yeah, I don't use guns.
So he gets up and he walks over and starts to whisper, and yet another individual dressed to the teeth in tack gear and gas mask.
Can I potentially hear it?
You can if you'd like to roll.
What am I rolling? Alertness?
Mm-hmm.
Darn, 45 out of 21.
Yeah, no. So you see Reaper team, this Reaper team member put their finger up to their earpiece, and you can roll me an alertness.
Do I have the ability to, I have the ability to contact her, right?
I guess, yeah.
Well, I still have the earpiece, right?
Yeah.
Hey, they're probably going to be looking for you because they want protocols done.
They're already on top of you. But what, did you get your alertness? No. So, yeah, you feel a barrel of a gun behind you.
Fine.
Procedures are meant to be followed. And the gun just kind of pokes you towards the tent.
I'm going to go towards the tent.
And Crow, go ahead and roll me an alertness.
That's 51 under 80.
Okay. So you see out of the corner of your eye one of the Reaper team agents coming in.
What can I do for you?
You gonna willingly go through the tests?
Yeah, I'll do whatever the fuck you need me to do.
Batch him out. Get him out.
You know I got shot, right?
You know I don't care, right?
Fat
this
sheriff.
This guy just walks out.
Yeah, these guys assholes or what?
So you get brought and then forced down into a chair.
I would have sat on my own.
Yeah, you lost that privilege when you told them no.
You don't get the
However,
choice.
The doctor goes, I don't think it needs to be that rough. Jesus. So he hooks you up to the machine. He goes, just a couple questions for you. Can you please state your name for the record?
Eleanor Maldana.
Okay. Eleanor, is it true that you made direct contact with the SCP in question?
Direct contact? I wouldn't say I touched it.
Okay. Do you have any desire to aid and abet said SCP?
No.
Is it true that you have stolen SCP materials?
Stolen SCP materials? No.
Is it true that you have on your person an SCP? You have not disclosed.
No. I gave the one up when we got here. Oh, I think I might, actually.
Oh?
I'm gonna pull this key out. It just likes to unlock. I found it in my pocket. I didn't steal it.
Well, that answers my next question. He kind of takes the SCP from you.
It's safe.
I know exactly what SCP this is. Peculiar on how you had it, though. Did you steal it?
No, I'm telling you the truth. I found it in my pocket.
Is it true that you and your team are involved in the destruction of the current SCP containment site being investigated at this location?
No. Well, I'm just saying on my behalf, no. I don't know if those two were.
Okay, we'll just go through a few more standard questions and we'll get you out of here. So they rattle off some more personal questions about you. The entire time Squeakers is in your pocket and they're disturbed, but they let it slide.
I'll after just a while. Tell them I'm a scientist, a researcher. Of course, I'm gonna have a mouse in my pocket.
Really, I don't think scientists just carry mice in their pocket.
You'd be surprised.
Well, so after a while, they unhook you from the machine and they go, "Right, well, everything checks out. We're gonna give you guys a clean bill of health, but we will keep an eye on you just in case. We've got some more research to do. You guys have anything for us?"
Oh, now you want to ask? No, I don't. Other than what I brought you. Can I have that key back?
Absolutely not. Not until you go through the proper chain.
This is what I get for telling the truth.
Would you have done anything else being under a lie detector test?
No, of course not. Mm. But doing the right thing leads you to your shit getting stolen.
So, roll me one more alertness.
I don't know why you bother having me roll alertness. I really don't. I just never see anything.
Okay, so the Reaper agent bumps into you as they're walking out. Watch where you're going.
I can't wait to get out of here. I would rather have Crow than these guys.
God damn, am I that bad?
So, the doctor kind of shakes his head. And you're free to go. Sorry about them.
I'm going to turn around and walk away.
Okay. So is there anything else you guys want to do at this base?
Get the fuck out.
Okay. So the last person to get lined up and brought to a lie detector, you get brought in by the Reaper team.
Do you think this thing's going to be any accurate being the condition I'm in?
They don't hook you up to the lie detector, but they do set you next to it.
You know, the gizmos work better if they're strapped to my body, right?
We only have one question.
And that would be...
Where did you get the information on the SCPs? You don't have the clearance. And the files that we found... Shall we say the picture of the files we found in your vehicle leads to believe that you may be involved in the destruction of the containment facility.
I didn't have any idea. I was in town when this fucking thing went down. I don't know what happened. I was just as shocked when you guys got here, okay? The only thing I remember, we contained what the fucking statue thing. I don't know what the fuck it's called. I don't keep track of the goddamn files. All the nerds and eggheads do that shit. The only thing I do is track them down when they get loose or when they find one. I remember we tracked that damn thing down. It was in a convenience store or something like that. Tearing hell. We found two of them. We caught them both. Team came out and extracted them in the back of the truck.
That's fantastic. I can read a report on it if I want a long and wet depth story.
Listen, asshole, if you want the story, you're going to have to listen to the day.
So you hear a gun cock right behind your head.
You can shoot me, motherfucker. I don't care. All right. I mean, I've already been shot once. What's two times, huh? Maybe this time the job will get done right. Anyway, I walk out to my truck to make the call to my supervisor.
I don't think you understand. This isn't a story time. This is a question I asked you. Give me one reason why you could not be an accomplice to the destruction of the containment facility. One, I don't care if you were working on a mission. Who's there to back up your story that you had no contact with any other person? Because from the reports we have, you were communicating with some other person on the phone for a number we can't track.
Yeah, I'll give you the phone if you want. I don't give a shit. I don't know who it is. We went to a convenience store and... what's his name? Bill found a way too high tech security to be in this convenience store, and someone from the COAACO, I can't remember, some group of fucking words. It's all foggy because I got fucking shot and I fucking hurt. I mean, if I had to put it in the numbers, I'm like down to 4 out of 14 hit points right now. I mean, I'm really hurt. I'm 2 points away from being unconscious.
Give us the phone.
All right. I'm like, pull it out of my pocket. And like, here's the goddamn phone.
So he takes the phone, And he hands it over to another scrawnier.
And here, guy. here's my phone you guys gave me. They contact me on that one too.
So he takes the other one, hands it to the scrawny guy, goes over to a computer, hooks both phones up. You can see it's scanning something, but you can't really tell. It's after a few minutes, it brings up a couple files. They click through them. The files are empty. There's nothing. And he unplugs the phones and hands them back to what seems to be the leader. He hands them back to you and goes, "Everything's clear. If this individual contacts you again, you are to let us know immediately."
All right. I just didn't know who the fuck it was. I thought maybe it was one of you guys, or I don't know. I just do what I'm told, and I wasn't listening to this asshole. I was just waiting for him to tell me a little more so I can investigate a little more. It's kind of my job. I started out as a marshal. I investigated shit. And besides, the picture that you found of the file is whoever I'm thinking, whoever that is, left behind that in my car because it said, "Don't look." And I assumed it was because they got some kind of call over their earpieces saying that Shy Guy got let loose. And when I seen the picture, it said, "Don't look." I assumed it was the picture and someone was trying to get me killed. So I left it alone, didn't look at it. But then under some heat, like the sun, or I can't remember what, but it said like some invisible ink popped up and said that unless I wanted to know the truth. When I looked at it, it was just a picture of my ex-wife. And that's when I noticed at the very bottom corner of the file that of the one we just caught. I'm pretty sure that was the one. But that's about all I know, all right? I don't know anything else. And that's the story for story time, asshole.
Get the fuck out of my tent.
Right.
Before you go,
yeah,
I would highly suggest you see a medical personnel off-site.
Off-site?
There's no one here that can provide medical attention that you're going to need.
What, for a gunshot wound?
For proper care and aftercare treatment.
So what do you guys do when you guys get shot?
We go to the containment center.
Oh, right. Oh, my bad. It's kind of destroyed.
Yeah, and the only agents we have on staff here are basic scientists.
Well, I sure as hell ain't going back to that fucking town. That town's toast. All right.
Well, it will be in less than 8 hours, so I would suggest you go get your medical care.
Right, well, where's the nearest city from here? That's not that town.
If you're looking for the next containment facility,
yes.
Try Nevada.
All right. Nevada, you want me to take Bill and Eleanor with me?
Since it's your team.
Just making sure you guys aren't going to do anything.
As of this moment, you guys have been designated Team Raven.
Raven. The names. Right. Well, I'll shoot up to Nevada. Or over to Nevada, or wherever Nevada is from here. Right. Take it easy, assholes.
All right, so you walk out back to the van?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a van, is it?
It's my SUV.
SUV. Yeah, it's close enough. So you walk out back to the SUV. You two are headed to the SUV as well?
Probably already there.
All right. Well, while you're standing there against the SUV and your hands are in your pockets, you feel something in your left pocket.
Well, isn't that great? I'm going to pull whatever it is out.
Just out in the open?
I guess I'll turn.
Okay, so you turn, you pull it out. There's a note. So on the note, it reads, "In about 2 seconds, Crow will approach you, telling you you're going to Nevada. You need to detour. You need to head to San Francisco."
That's one hell of a fucking detour.
Where'd that voice come from?
When you get there, you'll be going to a bar named Tack and Nails. You're going to be referring to the bouncer as Jeeves. You'll get your answers there.
That's one hell of a detour.
I'm gonna approach the car, open up the tailgate of it, and dig through a duffel bag and get a new shirt. I'm going to open up my spare tire area and grab out my backup pistol because I'm assuming my other pistol got dropped and destroyed in the armor.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to put that in my holster and button up my shirt, tuck it in, put my hat on, and get in the driver's seat.
Okay.
Right. Well, we got to go to Nevada.
Scratch that. We need to go to San Fran.
Says who? I was just told by that asshole back there we needed to go to Nevada for medical, so I can get medical attention.
Yeah, we need to make a detour to San Fran first.
Why?
I'm gonna look around. Do I see anybody? Like,
no, nobody's paying any attention to you guys.
I'm gonna slip him the note.
That's one hell of a detour, you know that?
That's what I said.
So did the random voice from the sky.
I don't know where that voice comes from. All right, well, over the hills and through the woods, I guess.
Could I be coming back with, like, spare computer equipment?
You could be, yeah.
Yeah, just random, like, spare stuff that they don't need. Like, not these guys, but...
Go ahead and roll me a percentile, too.
46.
46. Okay.
That's all I wanted, just spare computer equipment, like, if I could get another laptop or something, too.
Well, Bill, Eleanor, are we ready to go?
Yep.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to put it in drive and do a dusty burnout to turn around and take off.
All right. So as you all take off for your long journey... Are you going to drive in shifts? Are you going to take stops? What's going to happen?
We're
going to
stop.
Okay. How long do you want to drive before you stop?
Right around 8 hours.
Okay. So I am going to need you on the first day to go ahead and roll me a recuperation check. So you're going to do con times 5.
No, it's 89 over 55.
Okay. So, no. You're still hurt.
Yep.
So, you guys drive for a little while. First day, you guys take a stop. What are you two doing on the stop? Because he's resting up.
Where are we stopping?
You're probably stopping, I imagine, at some slum hotel in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Is there, like, a gas station or something?
You saw one about 5 miles back.
Wow. Never mind then.
You needing something?
I was gonna get, like, food.
Well, let's go get some food.
I can drive your precious SUV.
Just don't wreck it.
I won't. Bill, you coming with?
Says, I don't mind you driving because I'm not in the car.
Wow.
Hey, if we're going to die in a vehicle, I'm going to be the one driving, okay?
Sure, I'll go.
Okay, hop in the SUV and go.
All right, so you two go back to the gas station. You pull up. It's a rundown shack of a little gas station, middle of nowhere kind of style. A young man walks out. You pull up to the pumps. Fill her up.
I'm gonna look at the gas tank. How's it?
Nah, you got 3/4 of a tank.
Nah, just here for things.
Y'all want food?
Yeah.
Right, we got food.
That's what I'm here for.
Right. So he hops behind the counter, runs in, gets behind the counter. You guys walk in, and it's not a huge selection of things. A lot of beef jerky. A lot of local meats. Some gas station burritos. I don't know if you'll trust those. Does have a fountain machine. And it's got a couple frozen, like, or your cold drink section, and lots of alcohol.
I'm getting a lot of water.
Okay.
Like bottled water.
Yep.
Some beef jerky.
Okay.
I'm going to get like chips and snacks and stuff. Anything that's full of like carbs, because keep you going.
Carbs, baby.
I'm going to get enough for Arlo as well.
You should get him the local meat.
Why not? Splurge a little.
So y'all walk up to the counter and place your items up, and as he's ringing them up into the register, he's small talking you.
Small talking Eleanor?
y'all look like feds.
Okay.
You mind me asking what y'all doing in town?
I do mind.
Does that have anything to do with
If I said I mind, then I'm not gonna speak.
Yeah, that's fine. Does it have anything to do with
I'm listening.
The old Bill's junkyard.
You have a junkyard?
You know my name is Bill, and I don't own a junkyard.
Not you, old man Bill. He got a junkyard about 10 miles up the road here.
What's going on with old man Bill's junkyard?
I'll tell you what.
I'm listening.
There's toxic Bigfoots on the roost.
On the roost?
On the roost. That's what I said.
Can you ring my items up, please?
I'm doing it, ma'am. And I need you to keep your panties out of a bunch.
So there's a Bigfoot there.
That's rumor. His dogs went up missing.
But dogs missing doesn't signify that there's a...
And there's big old footprints.
Does Bill have big feet?
I'm not sure. I never went and measured the man's feet. That's odd. That's weird. That's a weird question.
Where's Bill?
Bill's junkyard. 10 miles up road.
Has Bill talked about Bigfoot?
Of course. Bill said he saw him with his own two eyes. Big furry bastard.
Is Bill a very reliable source?
Of course. Bill's best.
I know he is.
Bill's best junkyard.
I don't know about that.
He's good people. Miss, I'm about done ringing up your things. You can... I don't understand. Well, she's very irritable.
I would not even worry about talking to about her. I mean, just ring up the stuff and get her taken care of. Tell me more about this junkyard.
Well, you see, about 5 days ago, Bill was complaining that his dogs were one by one going up missing. Then he said... You listening?
I'm listening.
Oh, he said that he saw Bigfoot come up around them cars, pick up one of his dogs, and rip it right in half.
Hold on.
Was he drinking some of this stuff or eating your local meats?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bill comes here all the time.
I bet he does.
You know, since I'm not from around here and I just want to remember this, I'm going to flip open my phone and go to, like, a voice memo thing. Can you tell me about Bill and seeing Bigfoot rip up his dog or whatever you just said?
So he tells you all over again. And that's all I know.
I bet it is.
That's all Bill said. But you know, come to think of it, I hadn't talked to Bill in about a day or two.
I bet he got ripped up by Bigfoot as well.
You think?
Probably.
That's why you're here. You investigating.
Why don't you ever go up to Bill's house?
Bill don't like no strangers.
Well, if he's not there, how do you know he's not alive?
And what? You're a stranger to him now? All of a sudden, he's a great guy before.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Bill don't like strangers.
How many people live in town here?
Well, let's see. You got me. You got Hannah. You got Craig.
Listen. I just need a count.
Bobby.
I don't need all their names.
Yeah, what? Well, of course you're going to want all the names. He don't like strangers.
Do you think he can count?
Does he look like he's counting on his fingers?
Yeah, he's counting on his fingers. You got Brenda.
You got Corey. You got his brother, Martin. You got, I say probably about 15 people live around here.
And you're a stranger to him.
We don't talk much. I consider myself a friend, but he don't like me much. So I imagine he probably thinks I'm a stranger. I don't know. He don't like me. Last time I went there to get cop-eyes, he shot at me and I had to run off.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Were you illegally obtaining these car parts?
Listen, I plead the fifth. Because I know how you feds is. You're going to want me to answer all kinds of questions, and you're going
to
take me in.
I really don't. I just want to pay for my things and leave.
Do they have, like, any local, not maps necessarily, but, like, any stuff that has to do with, like, the local area in the gas station, aside from, like, the local meat day?
They've got a, if you're talking about like a collection board or a notice board, yeah, they've got one.
So I'll go snap a couple pictures of that.
Okay.
While he's distracted by not ringing her stuff up.
Ma'am, I am almost done ringing up your items. I need you to be patient.
You said that like 15 minutes ago.
It was not 15 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was 19.
I can count. It was about 3 minutes ago. Tell you what, it was 3 minutes ago. Listen, I'll do you a deal. You tell me whether or not you're going to investigate Bigfoot and eat, and then I'll give you half off everything.
We're going to investigate Bigfoot.
I knew it! God damn, I knew it!
Now, I'm irritable because I need to get going.
So. That's all right, man. I completely understand. You're a busy woman. You feds is always busy. I tell you what. Here you go. It's going to be about $14.
I'm going to drop a 20 and just take the bag and leave.
Ma'am, you want your change?
I am leaving.
Does he have a name badge?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Earl.
Earl. Also, some...
My name's Steve.
Your name badge says Earl.
I know this is Earl's shirt. My shirt was dirty.
Anyway, Steve, very important.
Are you going to use me in one of your covert operations?
That's yet to be determined.
I know sneaky
but
ways
listen,
to get in.
Steve.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to keep this on the low.
On the low. On
if
the
people DL. In town find out we're here.
You know, I listen to some true crimes podcast. I could be real help
Steve,
with this investigation.
Steve. Let us handle the investigation.
Is your name Michael by chance? You look like a Michael.
No, it's not Michael.
It's a Eric.
Steve.
Yeah?
Focus.
Focusing. Ah, you got it. You got it, sir.
Okay. Keep this mm-hmm. on the low.
Okay.
Because people may get hurt if you don't.
Oh, you going to off some people.
I cannot verify nor deny.
Are you the mob? Are you? You're not even feds, is you? You's the mob. I bet he's doing some creepy ass shit up
there.
Some
windows
he owes you
the,
money, doesn't
is
he?
Is there some windows towards the back of the store?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Steve, what's that?
What?
I'm going to book it.
So as you run and jump in to SCV.
I am taking off, not squealing off, just leaving normally.
I don't know. Apparently his name is Steve, not Earl. He might be more confused or less confused. I'm not really for sure.
He was hurting my head.
So, I need you guys to both roll me an alertness.
Why?
Why? We're just driving down the road.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
would you look at that? I finally got it.
Me too.
Finally.
So, as you two are talking, you take your eyes off the road for a second, and you put them back on the road, and there's a guy standing in the middle of the road.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm slamming on the brakes.
It's okay. Bill. Is it the old man? It's freaking Bill. Old man Bill.
So, you slam on the brakes, and now that everything's in your vision, you see that there is a sports car with steam coming out of the hood. And a gentleman walks up, and he's well-dressed. He kind of knocks on the window.
Making sure it's locked.
Just kind of raps on the window again.
And then I'm just lowering it very slightly.
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind helping me. Y'all have a number, a phone I can use, anything? I just need to call tow truck. My phone, he shows you his phone. It's dead. I need some help. Nah, I don't want to be stranded out here in the middle of nowhere.
There's a gas station right down the road. You'll be fine.
Yeah, the gas station's 5 miles up. That's quite a trek. I just need to use a phone
room. Can I use human int to, is that the one that to detect? I'll see if he's lying.
Okay.
Or try and determine from how he's talking. 3%.
Booyah.
He's lying about something. You can't determine what.
I'm going to need you to tell me the truth, sir, in order for me to help you better.
I'm telling you the absolute truth.
Lying?
Something you're saying is not correct.
I just need a phone.
That part might be true.
Okay, listen. Zink. You rolling the window up?
Roll the window
he
up.
He kind of raps on the window again.
Nope, I'm going to go.
So as you drive off, he's just kind of waving his hands in the rear view, and he just kind of gives you the birds.
You said he was lying, and I am very tired, Bill. I would like some sleep. I'm very tired.
She's had enough of human interaction today with the gas station dude.
Yes.
All right, we'll get back to Crow and these Bigfoot theories.
Okay.
You realize he was just full of shit, don't you, Bill?
So,
we never know.
As you two are driving back to the podunk rundown motel in the middle of nowhere, and you are resting in bed, roll me an alertness.
That is 75 under 80.
You hear the creak of a floorboard coming from the bathroom.
I'm going to grab my pistol and point at the door.
Okay.
Say, I need you to step out of that bathroom nice and slow before I start filling that wall full of holes.
Okay.
Nothing?
Nothing.
I'm going to walk over and holding gun with one hand, I'm going to open the door really quickly and look inside with the gun pointed in there.
Okay. So you're not stepping in the doorway?
Nope.
Okay. So you kick the door open, you throw the door open, and nothing. There's nothing in there.
Right. Which way does the door open?
Opens inward, which is very inconvenient to use the bathroom.
Yeah. Shit. Right. How close is it to any other object?
The door?
Yeah.
It's literally, I'd say, like a couple centimeters from hitting the toilet.
On the outside of it. Like what's the closest object to the door on the outside of the bathroom?
Nothing. It's just a wall.
That's really inconvenient.
From where you're standing, you can see all of the room, the bathroom, except for what's behind the door.
I'm going to, like, push the door open wider to where, like, nothing, like, and just, like, hit the wall with it and see if I feel anything.
Nothing.
Right. Well, I hope they get back soon because we're probably going to get kicked out of here. And I'm going to fire two rounds through the door, like, okay, behind it.
Yep.
And then step into the bathroom and look behind the door.
Nothing.
God, I've been doing this shit for too long. I'm going to leave the bathroom light on and open, and I'm going to go back in the room with pistol in hand. And
so you're going back into the room?
Yeah.
As soon as you turn around, there's a guy standing there with a chair, and he says, "Sorry, Crow," and he swings. And that is where we're going to end tonight's episode. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Tune in in 2 weeks.
This is the O5 Council. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to attend this briefing. If you have any further questions, you can contact us on the Robots Radio Discord. Links are in the show notes below. Until next time, keep your eyes peeled, your ears open, and await further instructions. O5 Council out.
Hello, gentle listener. Every Friday, be sure to tune in.
What the hell are you doing, Ampersand?
Hi, Charlie. I'm sorry. I broke in.
I thought I was the only one to talk to myself.
Well, I'm letting everyone know about
the Fumbling Four and the Almighty Crit.
Woo-hoo!
It's a 5e live play podcast. Join us every week.
Where do we find it, you old crusty coot?
Anywhere you can get all your podcasts.
Woo-hoo!
You'll find it every Friday, you stupid cat!
What up, Tonight City? You're listening to N54 Radio. This is DJ Sparks bringing you a new hit show from Night City, Cyberpunked, a Cyberpunk Red live play podcast. Listen as a ragtag group slamming on the corpos, survive the streets, and try to keep from being flatlined. You can tune in on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts. DJ Sparks out!